A U.S. military judge accepts the guilty plea from an American soldier accused of killing 16 Afghan villagers. The soldier had filed a plea in return for avoiding the death penalty. Sergeant Robert Bales appeared before a military court in Washington state. He admitted to 16 counts of murder in one incident in southern Afghanistan back in March 2012. Bales also pleaded guilty to 6 counts of attempted murder and 7 other assaults. The U.S. Army insists that Bales acted alone. But an Afghan fact-finding mission found that up to 20 U.S. soldiers were involved in the carnage. People in Afghanistan are far from satisfied with the proceedings.
Robert Bales should not have reached a plea deal with prosecutors in order to avoid a death penalty. He must be punished with the death penalty in order for it to be a lesson to other criminals. In fact, we wanted him to be on trial in Afghanistan.
Killing of 15 to 20 people is not a joking matter. We don't want the American court to say that the soldier was mad. How could a person who was mad walk out of his base up to 2 to 3 kilometers and commit such killings? If he was mad, why did he not kill his colleagues? He has to be punished with the death penalty.
Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Edward Corrigan, who is a human rights lawyer, who's joining us now via Skype from London, Ontario, Mr. Corrigan, thanks a lot for joining us now. I want to ask, you know, what is your opinion on this case as a whole? Certainly, you know, the death penalty is used in the United States, and in a case where 16 innocent Afghans were killed, certainly you would hope that the death penalty would be an option.
Well, it certainly was an option, but unfortunately or unfortunately, depending on your perspective, people in the United States quite often enter into plea agreements, and part of the plea agreement is it avoids the expense and the risk of a trial, but also it saves the state a great deal of money, and what the state offers is some sort of reduced sentence. In this case, I think the soldier did it, but I also believe that the U.S. authorities are really covering up a much larger crime. I recall reading reports that the Afghans who investigated the massacre did report there was more than one soldier involved. Just wasn't one crazed madman who acted out of order. In fact, there's been many incidents like this, probably hundreds, maybe thousands, where innocent civilians have been killed, and there has been a consistent cover-up. There's some of the problems where, which are now with from WikiLeaks, and that was the fact that a helicopter killed a bunch of reporters and killed a bunch of other Afghans and then killed, or Iraqis, and then killed Iraqis who came to rescue. It was all documented, and this was covered up by the government. There's been some recent studies have come out about the Vietnam War, which would show that My Lai and some of these other massacres were just like the tip of the iceberg. In fact, this was almost standard procedure for the Americans, that sometimes they were given orders to kill everything that moved within a specific area, including animals, children, women. And, you know, war is terrible, and no doubt many human rights violations occur. And this has been occurring in Iraq, and it certainly has been occurring in Afghanistan. And when you dehumanize your enemy, you justify killing them, whether it's with a sniper rifle at, you know, a kilometer away, or dropping bombs or firing from a helicopter. You can't distinguish between civilians and combatants. And it really is an attempt on the part of the government to crush and to terrorize the population, to beat them into submission. And quite often it's retaliatory. One or two American soldiers are killed, and then their soldiers and their friends go out and attack civilians who are totally innocent of the event, but nevertheless suffer victims. And in this case, there was 16 innocent Afghans killed, many more injured, 6 counts of attempted murder, 7 other assaults. And it's, you know, unlikely that one person could have done all this by himself. And like you say, it wasn't an act of madness. This was an act of revenge, or an act of aggression against a population that the soldiers have been taught to dehumanize, to hate, in order to rationalize their own military actions against them. So this is unfortunately a long pattern of war. It goes back to Vietnam, the My Lai massacre, hundreds of other massacres, certainly in Iraq, and now Afghanistan. And it's unfortunately, civilians are killed, women are raped, babies are killed, in some cases their skulls are smashed in. This is clearly not military activity or not required, but it's because you dehumanize the enemy, and that justifies all sorts of aberrant behavior and you know, violence, even war crimes. And in this case,
Mr. Corrigan, if I could just come in, I just wanted to get another brief question in, if I may. We just have a little bit of time left. I wanted to ask, what does this say about the U.S. judicial system? Does it also show double standards as far as the justice system in the United States goes, as far as how it would treat a case where 16 innocent Americans would be killed versus this case of where 16 innocent Afghans were killed?
Well, there clearly is a double standard. The fact that the enemies or people killed are Afghans, they're not going to be given the same status. People have been executed in the United States, even who have had severe mental problems, if they've been executed for killing one person. So, you know, you have actually the United States has the largest proportion of its population of any country in the world incarcerated. But if you are a black person who killed a white person, you're probably going to face the death sentence and probably not offered a plea bargain, just taken to trial and executed. But if you're an American soldier who kills 16 Afghans, you're going to be treated with a very different standard. So yes, racism is involved. There's a double standard that's massively employed. And obviously the lives of 16 Afghans are not worth the same as you know, one American. You know, how they react to this attack on the Boston Marathon.
Right, I do sincerely apologize, Mr. Corrigan, but it seems that we will have to leave with it for now. But of course, as always, we do sincerely appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Edward Corrigan speaking to us live from